discourses for this month and from now on. We are going to be entering into something that is not tangible, sensible, logical to the human mind. It is a very difficult thing to speak on and describe the Tao, because it has no relevance to the manifest, the logic, the reasoning of the average mind. It is something that emulates. It is beautiful. It is mysterious. It is what Lhotse calls the divine feminine. And this is very important to understand. And yet, you will not be able to understand it. It is important to always be in that place where a certain part of you can understand what you're aiming at, what you're moving towards, but not understand what you're moving towards. This goes beyond the average mentality of people. So we come to number 6, which is the threshold of great goodness, of the truth, the mystical feminine. And this is what Lhotse talks about. She never ceases. She is the essence of heaven to earth and rooted in the womb of everybody's being. This is not a gender thing, so don't go there. This is a mystical experience. And it is very difficult to explain. Only those who have worked upon themselves, meditated, have relinquished the human mind and the human body as the basic identity of a person, of themselves, can truly appreciate the beauty of this. But I have a story that might help. Please listen. The prince discovered, when he returned from the top of a mountain, that he had mislaid the pearl of great price upon the mountain. This was important to him, so he sent his generals and their armies to search for it, but they could not find it. He employed a vehement debater to find the pearl, but he was unable to find it. He sent his gardeners and his skilled artisans to find it, but they too came home empty-handed. Finally, in despair, having tried everyone else, he sent a purplest man to the mountain. This purplest man had no aim in life that anybody could realize as being vital or important. So he went to the mountain and he found the pearl immediately. How odd it is, mused the prince, that a man who has no purpose, seemingly no purpose, found it. This story is how Chuang-tzu described the Tao. It is absolutely on point. You will only understand the discourses from here on out when you are not trying to understand them, when you are without purpose. not seeking to understand and relate that to your ego, your human pride, your mind and its memory. We are going to be dealing now with the mystical feminine. She is mysterious. She is without purpose, and yet she provides all purpose to anyone who understands her, who can recognize her. The logic, the reasoning, the debaters, the knowledge, the gardeners, the people who are always seeking right over wrong, good over bad, they will miss. They will overlook this pearl of great price. This is what Jesus was talking about in his beautiful parable. The valley spirit never dies. It is called the divine feminine, the mystical feminine. The gate of this mystical female is called the root of heaven and earth. Gossamer it is, seemingly unsubstantial, yet never consumed through use. What Lhotse is talking about is the eternal. We have lost that pearl of great price, that eternalness. We've lost it to possessions and the pride of living our life for the sake of esteeming ourselves, gaining admiration. We are consumed with the idea of a self. This divine feminine in us, it is the ebb, the flow, the movement of the divine. It is a pearl of great price. Its only meaning is in those who discover it as the essence of their life. To all others, it does not exist. No one can see it. No one can recognize it. No one appreciates it. Once you understand that the greatest beauty that lives within has no purpose to make your life better, but rather to reveal your life as significant. Until that moment happens, all we have is forcing ourselves to live on and on for no real purpose other than to stay alive. We are not humble. We do not yield. We rarely can give, if at all, because we do not understand this divine feminine in us. Yes, it regulates creativity. Yes, it brings forth all manifestations into this world. But there is so much more to it. You will not find it in your mind. You will not find it in your beliefs. You will not find it in your body. Listen to what Lhotse says. I ask for understanding as I travel the great way, so that I might not lose sight of the road. The great way is simple, and it manifests through the divine feminine. But people prefer to take other paths. Yes. The birth of your awakening is not a philosophy. It is not something you do until it happens. You must discover the great womb in you, the gossamer womb, seemingly insubstantial, yet never, never is drained of its beauty, its power, its love. This is the way Lao Tzu talks about it, and we will talk about it in future discourses. No masculinity, but maintain femininity. Be a ravine for all that is living in heaven within you. It is a whisper. It is an energy. And it exists within us as a mother would take care of its child. We are being nurtured by the divine at all times. But we miss this pearl of great price because we are severe. When the severity of living no longer includes right and wrong, good and bad, deserving and undeserving, when you can recognize the beauty, the music, the tones that live within you, you will find this great pearl of price. The price is the great breath in and out. The great price is love, to give up all that is not yielding to love. This cannot be a philosophy. It cannot be a religion. It is a great breath. And it demonstrates itself through human beings that are willing to give up their humanity, give up their pursuit of survival for the sake of yielding to this divine feminine. The mind will try to assemble a meaning to it. That is what the male in me does. But instead of worrying about behaviors and philosophies, this great virtue, this great goodness, yields only giving. It is not about other paths. It is not a philosophy. And once you discover it in meditation, once you discover it within you, you will find many things changing within you. You will prefer to live from the within and not for the sake of the outer. You will no longer care about what other people think of you. You will not be concerned about what you treasure in this world. Not at all. It is the way. So when I talk to you about the way, that is what I am talking about. Giving instead of taking, humility instead of pride, yielding instead of forcing things to happen the way we want them to happen. This is the divine feminine. And it's a slow growing tree in the beginning. But as you begin to feel it deep inside you, it starts to take over. A traveler through the mountains came upon an elderly gentleman who was busy planting a tiny almond tree. Knowing the almond tree would take many, many years to mature, he commented to the man. "Seems odd," said the man, "that a person of your advanced age would plant such a slow-growing tree." The elderly man replied, "I like to live my life based on two principles. One is that I will live forever, and the other is that this is my last day." Quite possibly. If you understand that, and this is a teaching that Lhotse offered, you will understand the divine feminine. To plant trees where you will never see them mature, bear fruit. This is an interesting proposition and explains the divine feminine to a T. It is always giving. And it is never depleted. It is the masculine that sets up the endurance for the feminine within us. The masculine aspect of us is that part that has great strength to give the divine feminine within us the space, the energy to give and forgive, to become merciful, to become authentically genuine and generous. Few people are of this ilk. And this is why we suffer the ravages of the Kali Yuga. Because we are not willing to go beyond the traditional qualities of human aspirations and beliefs. I have urged you up to now in these discourses to cultivate virtue, goodness. If you do, you will find that the feminine, which is crucial to your understanding and your awakening, will start to take over within you. If your masculine is strong, it will give means and ways to be generous and kind, illogical. You will start to feel something giving birth within you. You will find the great womb of understanding and loving kindness. You will feel it emerging within you. You will be born, as Jesus said, not of the flesh, but of the spirit. And we will talk about that in these discourses. But for right now, I want you to consider yourself pregnant. Within you is this beautiful goodness. And you are holding it deep within the womb of your inner being. That part of you that the ego cannot touch. that pride cannot enter into. You're just resonating to it. Allowing it to have its way in you. Be with me in it and let's share.